$480,000 settlement approved for pregnant ex-inmate who claims she lost baby due to delayed transportation to hospital. A former prison inmate who was pregnant and alleges she suffered a miscarriage when sheriff's deputies stopped at a Starbucks while driving her to a hospital has been approved to receive a $480,000 settlement in her federal wrongful death lawsuit. The Orange County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously on Tuesday to approve the proposed settlement in a closed-door session, according to minutes of the meeting. The civil rights case, titled Sandra Quinones v. County of Orange, involved the delayed transportation of a jail inmate to Anaheim Global Medical Center, according to the records. A complaint was filed in April 2020 by Sandra Quinones, who is no longer in custody. In it, she alleges that she was 6 months pregnant when she was incarcerated in March 2016 in the Orange County Jail. She further claims that her water broke unexpectedly that same month and she pushed the call button in her cell for 2 hours without a response. When jail staff finally responded to the then 28-year-old, they decided to transport Quinones to the hospital on a non-emergency basis, instead of calling an ambulance, according to the complaint. However, the complaint alleges that on the way to the hospital, staff stopped at a Starbucks and made Quinones wait in the back of a van bleeding and in labor instead of transporting Quinones directly to the hospital. Quinones gave birth at the hospital, but the baby soon died, according to court records cited by local media. This, the complaint states, left her with severe and extreme post-traumatic stress disorder and depression. Quinones was released from the jail in April 2016. The suit alleges the jail staff's actions or lack thereof caused injury to Quinones and resulted in the death of her baby. She also accused the county of failing to properly train its employees. County attorneys, in a written response to the civil complaint, denied that Stolting ever asked to go to a hospital or see a doctor. A very good result. That's a very good result for someone badly treated in the jail, Quinones's lawyer, Dick Herman, told the Orange County Register upon approval of the settlement. This poor woman, she's in jail having a miscarriage and, instead of calling an ambulance, they take her to the hospital in a patrol car and the cops stop at Starbucks while she's bleeding. He added that his client is homeless and mentally ill. Quinones was initially part of a larger class action lawsuit by several inmates alleging mistreatment and abuse in the Orange County jail system, but her case eventually became separate to that larger lawsuit. The lawsuit was initially dismissed by a federal court in 2020 on the grounds that her claims were brought outside of California's 2-year statute of limitations period. Quinones had claimed that the incident took place in March 2016 but didn't file the lawsuit until September 9, 2019. However, it was reinstated by the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 2021, the Los Angeles Times reported.